Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, October 5th. South Bruce OPP say they are currently investigating a serious collision at the intersection of Highway 21 and Kincardine Avenue in Kincardine. Police did not give any further details, but say updates will be shared as they become available. The Community Foundation Grey Bruce is offering a new program to award $5,000 in support of residents pursuing palliative care training. Foundation Executive Director Stuart Reed.
More people that have training and awareness about the best practices in relation to caring for others at the final stages of life, I think it just makes for a more caring and a greater well-being in our community for all families and individuals.
The award was set up as a fund called the Dr. Hilly Huff Palliative Care Education Fund. Reed says residents can apply through Community Foundation Grey Bruce. He says the support is not limited to those who are pursuing post-secondary education. It may be at a workshop or a shorter amount of training. He hopes the $5,000 will be able to support a number of people going into the palliative care field. West Grey Council is approving a six-month pilot project to measure costs related to some new electric vehicle charging stations that are proposed. A report says the municipality is looking at setting up several EV charging stations around West Grey, Riverside Park and the West Grey Administration Office in Durham, Eaton Centennial Hall and the West Grey Library Branch in Newstadt are some of the locations. Sarah Hansen is West Grey's Environmental and Capital Projects Officer.
Currently at the present time, the electrical installs are all well underway, if not complete in many of these locations. The anticipated installation of the charger units themselves are within the first 2 weeks of October.
The report says staff are currently not recommending any fees for use of the public EV chargers in West Grey, but after the pilot project measuring costs, staff will return to council with several recommendations, including potential fees. Grey Bruce OPP say during a one-day vehicle blitz in Georgian Bluffs, 21 commercial vehicles were inspected and a number of charges were laid. Police say on September 29th, the OPP and the MTO hosted the blitz, checking for compliance with regulations. They issued 8 charges and 8 warnings. They also removed 3 commercial vehicles from service as a result of major defects found during inspection. Owen Sound's leaf and yard waste compost site will be closed tomorrow for culvert repairs to address ongoing flooding issues. It's expected the site will reopen for regular hours on Friday. Once it's reopened, it will be available 7 days a week from 8:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 3 scientists have been awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for linking molecules together in what's called click chemistry. The science, which is described as being like fitting Lego pieces together, is developed by 2 chemists from the U.S. and 1 from Denmark and can be used in cancer treatment. Tim Hortons has reportedly pulled its sponsorship funding for the World Junior Hockey Tournament this year and all of men's hockey programming for the year. Testimonies were given by Hockey Canada officials at a House of Commons committee yesterday regarding the handling of sexual assault claims and the use of player registration money to settle those claims out of court. Minister of Sport Pascal Saint-Onge says the leaders of the organization need to resign. Only one has done so. Board Chair Michael Brindamore resigned in August. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said today he feels Hockey Canada is failing to understand how serious the situation is. Hockey Quebec says it's withholding the transfer of funds to Hockey Canada, saying it's lost confidence in the organization. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 135 points to 19,235. The Dow Jones is down 42 points. Our dollar is trading at 77.34 U.S. cents, down 56 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $88.04, up $1.52 a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays and Baltimore Orioles are concluding the regular season with a doubleheader today at Camden Yards. The Orioles beat the Jays 5-4 in the first game. The Blue Jays will host the Seattle Mariners this weekend in a best-of-3 wildcard series. There are 5 National Hockey League preseason games tonight, including 2 All-Canadian games, Calgary at Winnipeg and Edmonton at Vancouver. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Flint Firebirds are at Sault Ste. Marie to meet the Greyhounds. The Owen Sound Attack will host the Hamilton Bulldogs on Friday night and the Mississauga Steelheads on Saturday night. The Attack need 8 more victories to hit 700 wins in Attack history. And the Raptors are at Boston tonight in National Basketball Association preseason action. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.